It's time now to take a journey into getting healthier and living a life that feels better and functions better. It's time to maximize your health with Dr. Eric Ashburn.
Good morning. Sunday morning. Glad you're with me. It's Maximize Your Health Radio. I'm your health host and coach for the week, Dr. Eric Ashburn. I have a lot of information I'm going to cover today. I'm going to talk about pain. I know, pain. We're going to talk about how to be healthier too, but pain's the biggest issue for so many people, and it's growing more and more. There's so many inflammatory things we eat, so many issues we have with our health, but ultimately there's specific pain that has the biggest degenerative issue in our body. So I'm going to hit that real quick, and I'm going to share some information about that pain, which may illuminate this issue. It may cause you to have different thoughts about how you can overcome and be better. We're often told when we have health issues, they're unovercomable. You know, you need a medication for the rest of your life. You have to deal with it. You have to try to manage symptoms of pain or even diseases when that might not be true. You could possibly be able to get over that thing, maybe even somewhat easily. So people, you know, often, you know, they spend money on a lot of stupid stuff. I'm not calling anybody out right now, but a lot of stupid stuff. I tell people all the time, don't tell me your health's a priority. Show me your bank account and I'll show you what's a priority to you. So people spend money on triple play, internet, TV, fancier cars than they should have, fancier clothes, all sorts of stuff. When it comes to their health, they're like, I can't afford it, which is total crap. And you need to afford stuff for your health. But I'm going to get into stuff about pain. I'm going to get into the second segment about nutrition. I'm going to go over some very specific research showing how our food is very depleted. Not just the fruits and vegetables we're eating are extremely depleted due to poor soil that we have in our country, but also the stuff we make out of those fruits and vegetables, the processed, refined food, which even has less nutrients in it than the original fruit and vegetables made from. So you can eat bread, you can eat, you know, cakes, pies, whatever processed product you want, pastas, and they have far lower nutrients in it. That's why they try to support it by adding more nutrients to it, to the food. And most of those nutrients are the cheapest stuff they can get. So it's not even the real nutrient that came in the grain or the fruit or vegetable that it was intended to have. They often strip all that out. Then they add stuff back in, and it's not stuff your body can use. It's not bioavailable. And then third in the show, I'm going to go over some information related to specific nutritional products, stuff that you really need and how we're lacking and how much we should take of it. So first segment, I'm going to get into back pain. Because honestly, most people have back pain and they're dealing with it. And the biggest thing that causes people to have issues in the long run is low back pain. Low back pain is the biggest thing. And I could go over tons of stuff, but this is really interesting to me. I was doing a ton of research and I found that disc herniations are the biggest things I see people coming in that debilitate them, where they have purposeful, you know, issues. They can't go to work. They can't live life. They're not making any money. They're miserable. They're driving in the car in pain. Might be you right now driving in car with pain. And they just have a disc herniation and say, I can't do anything about it, but have surgery. And if you go to a surgeon, they're not going to tell you not to do that. They're going to say, I do surgery, so do surgery, right? Now, this research says two or more studies confirm that most disc herniations reabsorb in the body. And once again, it's just pointing the finger that our body is extremely capable. It's extremely capable of doing stuff that we don't think it can. And I'm a big fan of giving your body more time than it tell you to take. So if I have an issue, if I have a pain, my shoulder hurts, I damage my ankle, I give it more time than they tell me to do. They say, go to the doctor, get checked out, be put on medication, have them do stuff, inject it, whatever. And I say, I'll give it more time. And guess what? Almost every single time, I think probably every single time, it hasn't backfired. Giving it more times always helped. I always feel better when I give it more time. My body heals better and it overcomes stuff versus going and getting put on pain medications or other things that could potentially harm me. So this study showed if you have bulging or protruded discs, right? Bulging or protruded discs, spontaneous regression was more than 50%. If it was extruded or sequestered, which means the disc material has actually gotten outside of the disc, you have a little capsule in the middle of your disc that pushes out towards the side. And when it pushes to the side of the disc, they call it a herniation. If it goes outside of the disc, if it's protruded or, if it extruded or sequestered even, a piece of the disc even breaks off, 93% of the time with sequestered discs, it gets reabsorbed. Now, I have a very real example of that. This patient came into me and I was very honest with him. He had a piece of disc on an MRI that was floating around close to his spinal cord. And I said, well, I can adjust you. I won't hurt you. I'm not sure if I can help you, but it's a much safer avenue to go than just going in and having surgery. And he was all for it. I pushed him away as much as I could. I said, I may be able to help you. I'm not completely sure, but let's give it a go. And he said, all right, that's what I want to do. So I started care with him almost immediately. His pain went away. So his pain from the disc went away almost immediately. But over time, he's been a patient probably 3 years now. Over time, that disc got reabsorbed. He did another MRI and it's not there anymore, right? That piece of disc, which is floating around, that most doctors would tell you it's impossible for it to go away, his body reabsorbed it. And it's really cool. It just confirms these findings, because I've seen it in the real world. If you have a major disc herniation, if you get the proper care, it can go away. Now, I'm going to go over real quick how herniations happen, because a lot of people feel it's random. You just got a herniation. I just have it. There's nothing I could do about it. But herniations happen if you have any damage to a disc, or if your spine's really shifted out of position and the joints are, they have abnormal forces on it. So gravity pushes down from your head to your feet, and as it's compressing your body, and if your spine's bent in any abnormal direction, then your spine, it gets pushed. So if your spine, imagine if you're standing straight up and your spine's curving to your right side. It's curving to the right side. So as gravity pushes down on you, it pushes it further out to the right side, right? It pushes that arc further out. The arc becomes stronger. And the discs that are in between the vertebra, particularly in the middle of the arc, the apex of the arc, these discs start breaking down. Now, what happens is your bones don't like that. So your vertebra, they will lock down. They won't move freely anymore, contributing to your range of motion and overall health. They'll lock down, and those two vertebra will move as one unit. So two vertebra will come together, lock down, and move as one unit. And when that happens, the disc in between those vertebrae starts breaking down rapidly, because your disc, it needs movement. Imagine putting a sponge between your hands, putting it underwater, and just moving your hands left and right. Nothing would go into that sponge really, and nothing really could come out of that sponge if you just put it in your hands, move left and right. Now imagine if you squeeze your fingertips together and open up your palms, and then squeeze your palms together, open up your fingertips. That's like moving forward and backwards, and that's how your disc gets nutrition. It's like a sponge. When you move certain directions, if your joints are freely moving, it pulls fluid in, pushes fluid out. That's how it gets nutrients, and that's how it goes to the bathroom. That's how it removes waste products. And if you do that, your disc remains really, really healthy. I have a picture of a 95-year-old person who passed away. They dissected a spine, and you can see he had zero arthritis or degeneration. His spine was in a perfect position, and I love that. It was in a great position, and nothing broke down because everything was moving perfectly. So as you damage your spine, if it isn't moving well, the disc over time starts to break down, goes to a bulge, goes to herniation, and eventually it gets completely flattened out and your joints want to fuse together. That's a natural response in your body. That's how arthritis happens in any joint, because the joint isn't moving well. And arthritis means that joint becomes closer together. You grow bone spurs. The bone spurs want to knit together and create a fusion. That doesn't have to happen. I have so many patients that I do x-rays with. Oh, I do x-rays all the time, right? Every, 4, 5, 6 months, even every 12 months, depending on what level of care you're in. And I can see the bone spurs regressing. I can see your disc getting healthier. Someone asked me the other day, could my arthritis get back to perfect? I said, yes, if you have enough time. So if you have bad enough arthritis, you may need 100 years for it to reabsorb back to perfect. And nobody has 100 years, right? No one has that. But if you have a little arthritis, you can reverse it to perfect position. The thing is with that, every single moment you're keeping your joint freely moving and moving it back to a better position, the discs are getting healthier. Your vertebrae are getting healthier. And guess what? Your nerves, which run everything in your body, go through those vertebrae and out through those vertebrae, and your body's healthier, because your brain runs everything in your body. And when you have pain, low back pain or elsewhere, you had a problem for at least 10 years in the majority of cases. So you have an issue where your spine's breaking down for 10 years and it crosses a threshold where it starts creating pain and you start feeling it. Well, we've been brainwashed to feel that pain is the problem. We're told pain is your problem. And the quickest way to get rid of pain is what? Guess, tell me. It's take medication. That's the quickest way to get rid of pain. It does nothing to take care of the problem that caused the pain. So ultimately, getting your body working better is always the key. Getting your spine moving more freely is always the key. Eating less inflammatory food, which showers more on top of that pain to make it feel worse, is a good key, right? There's a lot of stuff you can take, but you know, the baseline, the stuff you have to do is get the pressure off your spine, get your body working better. And this is how it works for all sorts of body issues. So in that same research, they had headaches, they had sciatica, they had carpal tunnel, and they said getting your spine moving better, getting it properly adjusted, accurately adjusted, was a much better answer than every other thing you could do. Physical therapy, medication, it works so much better. Getting a chiropractic specific neurologically based adjustment was so much better than those other options because we get the pressure off the nerves that's creating the problem in the first place. And this concept is my favorite concept in health because eating, people chase health through eating better. And I'm not opposed to that, right? Eating better is super important. But if you have pressure in your spinal cord and you're trying to eat better to get rid of whatever issue that pressure in the spinal cord is creating in your body, maybe it's digestive issues, hormonal issues, whatever it may be, and you never had your spinal cord checked out, then you don't know if nutrition is really going to make a difference. It may make you feel better, but it might not help. I started care with a patient who's very health conscious. He never had an X-ray of his spine ever. And he's, you know, in his 30s, 40s, and he never had an X-ray of his spine. And we took an X-ray and his lower spine was really curved. And he didn't know that. He said, I thought it was totally fine. I had no idea my spine was curved. He had no major pain in his lower back, but he had a lot of digestive issues. And that was creating low energy. And he's a super high energy person. He says that created low energy and he couldn't really think as good as he could. He was a little more depressed than he should be. And it was affecting his quality of life for him. And very importantly to him, his wife and his children, right? So he had less quality of life. He had less chutzpah. He had less get up and go than he wanted to have. And it was all because that lower spine was shifted, creating digestive issues, you know, ultimately culminating in a gut that's a leaky gut and letting his body be poor functioning. So it's so important to get that back to proper position, get your body working properly, and get your body really healthy. You know, every week we open up appointments. At the end of the show, I'm going to go over it again. But every week, and it's so important to me that I do this. We have a very busy practice. It's not about that at all. Every week I open appointments for you guys for free to come into office, see if you can get better. And it doesn't mean you start care. It just means let me get checked out. Let me give Dr. Ashburn a call to see if I can get better. I'm in Fishkill, New York, right? People come from Pennsylvania, Connecticut, you know, all sorts of states coming in. But, you know, if you want to come in and get that checked out, give us a call. You know, and one thing I'm going to urge you to do, we give these away for free, not because it's some sort of bait and switch, because I want to help you. But if you call and you say, I want to come in for free, the only thing I ask, it's a very small ask, is please come in, right? Don't say I'm going to come in and then not show up or, you know, not follow through on your appointment. We've had people do that. And that really upsets me because I really want to try to help you. And if someone gives us a call and says, I want to come in, and they don't come in, it takes away one of those five spots from someone else. And that really drives me nuts because I want you guys to be better. So if you're going to call, just please have good intentions of coming in. And I'd love to see you, love to help you get back on track, love to help you get your health back, love to help you feel better. It's the lowest level goal, but love to help you feel better. So many of you are driving around right now or walking around in pain saying, I wish it could be better. Well, this could be the thing that's going to help you. I mean, the goal is if you have pain in your spine and you're not getting adjusted or checked out, you're not going to get better truly, because the only way you can get it better is get your spine moving better, get it off the nerves, get it realigned better, and your body will work better. So give us a call at 845-896-1200. That's 845-896-1200. And Michelle or someone in my office will call you back Monday and they'll set up an appointment time for you. If they don't reach you, give us a call back. And we'll connect with you and make sure you have a time. And we'll set up a normal appointment time to go over your complete examination, x-rays, posture exam. We do digital posture exam. And I'll meet with you, go over your history with you. We'll go over everything we need to do to try to figure out how to get you back as healthy as possible. And whether you follow through on it, you know, it might just be information for you to pack away and know. So whether you follow through on it, that's completely up to you. But, you know, if you come in and give us a call, it's 845-896-1200. I'd love to get you in there and set up a time and meet you as well. Love to meet you as well. I love my listeners coming in. It's tremendous. And hopefully you know, give us a call and we'll do that. Okay, the next topic I'm going to go over with you is one of my favorite topics, not because I really like it, but because it's super important for people to understand when it comes to health. We talk about weight loss a lot. I have a weight loss clinic, a weight loss nutrition clinic, but you know, weight loss is just a symptom of poor eating and poor health. I mean, weight gain, I should say. So when we go over the information about why weight comes on, why our bodies are so weak, why we can't function extremely well, the biggest thing, this is from the Kressler Institute. They talk about Americans are undernourished. Gotcha. Undernourished. No big deal. We understand that. But we're well fed. So we're overfed. We're well fed, and they call it an American epidemic. We're undernourished, an American epidemic. And they say nutritional deficiencies, it's not just a problem, it's creating massive disease, right? So we're seeing massive disease in people because we have such nutritional deficiencies. They said nearly one third, and this was years ago, so it's more than one half now, of Americans are at risk for a vitamin deficiency. I mean, a disease level deficiency. So that's pretty crazy. And to make matters worse, the statistics presented in this study, they represent an underestimation of the true scope of nutritional deficiency in the United States because of a couple reasons. Number one is the RDA is the nutrient intake required to avoid acute symptoms. So it's not nutrient intake required for optimal health. It's to avoid acute symptoms like scurvy, right? Rickets, these things that are acute symptoms. That's what it measures. So it's saying we have less than the normal amount of nutrients and it's creating acute symptoms, but it's even worse than that because we have so low nutrition. The results we're not going to see for decades down the road, how poor our health's going to be. And the RDA doesn't consider the activity level or presence of chronic health conditions in individuals and situations that may necessitate a higher nutrient intake. So there's so many things with this. They point out the fact we're so deficient, and there's so many errors in the study that would point to higher deficiency if they can only look at it the right way. So when they consider the prevalence of nutrient deficiencies and health consequences, it becomes evident, this is what they say in a study, evident that we have an epidemic of overfed but undernourished, and it may be a critical contributing factor in a chronic disease epidemic we're currently facing here in the U.S. So that's a big deal, right? It's a big statement, and this is a reputable institute, Kressler Institute. And they're saying, you know, this food we're growing, and the food they're talking about are vegetables and fruits that are grown. So you have fruits that are grown that are highly deficient. And then you consider that more than half the calories that we're consuming come from nutrient depleted, ultra processed foods, right? So refined flours and industrial seed oils, which are some of the biggest things we could have. So I'm going to get into how this relates to holding on to weight. So we say weight loss, but holding on to weight's the big issue. Because if we're eating healthy and our body's running well, weight loss wouldn't be something we'd have to consider, right? We'd normally be a healthy weight and it'd be totally fine. So when you see this, it holds on to weight. Creates hormonal disruption. So it brings more cortisol in your body due to the stress that poor nutrition has in your body. Because you have poor nutrients in your body, it creates disease process. Now, by disease process, I don't mean disease. Disease is what we determined when it's named. So if it gets below 40% function, so if you have 40% function loss or more, then you will show symptoms of disease, blood test, you know, pain, whatever it is, symptoms of disease. But I'm not even really talking about that. I'm talking about your body not working well. It's called the disease process. And that's anything less than 100% perfect function. I know it's backwards, but that's how we define it because we can't treat in the medical system poor function. We can treat disease, right? If you have disease A, we give you drug B and it gives you result C. So if you have that happen, then you know your body isn't running well and so on and so forth. But having your body working phenomenally before you get to that disease, which is diagnosis, always the goal, right? So, you know, they're saying that modern intensive agriculture methods harm our health, not only exposing us to over ever increasing levels of pesticides, which are really dangerous, but also stripping the nutrients from the soil in which our food grows. Now, last week I spoke about how up to 70% deficiency lies in our food. And this is where weight loss issues kick in, right? So if you have 70% deficiency in food, your body does not care, doesn't care about the sufficient, I mean, about how many calories you need to eat. It wants you to eat more, 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 more to get that nutrition. I was talking to a couple friends last night about how much we eat, and we eat up to 70% more. That's a separate study, 70% more food than we ate 50 years ago. 70% more food in quantity, right? As far as macronutrition, as far as calories go, we eat more of it now than ever before. And I hate this because I love accountability, but in reality, it might not be our fault because you may be trying, you may be super disciplined, trying to eat less food and your body says, you can't do that. I need that food. I need to find those nutrients your body needs to sustain life, to try to avoid disease. And then you eat more food. As a byproduct of it, then fat grows in your body. You have more fat placed in your body. The trouble with it is you have more cortisol, which is the stress hormone. So cortisol, when your body's stressed, you're not getting enough nutrients amongst other problems, your body gets stressed and you create more cortisol levels. And cortisol, it tends to put more fat in your body. And it doesn't put it everywhere, right? It puts it in areas of your body you really don't want. And if you look around, you'll see it everywhere around you. And it's more around the gut and the butt. I was yesterday, I was at the grocery store, and I saw so many people with, and you see them too, these men with giant guts. And their body's skinny, but they have a giant gut. And all that fat, really, if you were to touch that gut, I don't encourage it, but if you went up to them and touch their gut, all that fat is underneath the muscle. The gut would feel hard. It's like you have that uncle says, here, punch me in the gut as hard as you can. He's got this big belly, but all the fat is underneath the muscle, and his gut's very hard. So all that fat that's underneath your muscle, it's all cortisol fat. It's all visceral fat, and it's fat that's around your organs, and it's a very dangerous form of fat. So that the biggest thing is, we talk about weight loss, but my biggest goal with getting someone to lose weight is get them healthier. So I can call a health gain process. People don't understand it. They understand a weight loss process because we've been so caught up in that notion for so long in this country about losing weight. But if you do it right, here's the hope, right? The hope is, and it's true, I see it every day in my practice. If you do it right, if you feed the people the right food, you get them the right nutrients that their body truly needs, the stuff it's desperate for. It's dry. It's, you know, has none of that nutrition in it. If you plug those nutrients in and make your body happy, your body wants to get rid of that weight. It does. And it gets much healthier. So many people, they go to their doctor, they drop weight for sure, but all their blood comes back very healthy. All their testing comes back very healthy. Not because they drop weight, because they're eating healthier. Hopefully that makes sense to you. And if you eat healthier and you plug in the nutrients your body needs, your body wants to drop weight. Nobody wants nobody like you, but no one's body wants to hold on to weight. I'm going to say that again. No one's body wants to hold on to weight. Your body wants to get rid of weight. It's extra burden. It creates more issues with joints, creates more issues with pain, more organ issues, more disease issues, more heart disease issues, more diabetes, more cancers. Everything's related to weight on your body. You know, and if you want to get healthier, you got to drop that weight. It's impossible. So I know they're doing a lot of drugs out there like Ozempic, and Ozempic has so many detrimental side effects. People are having issues, dying. And I had a person who's had a stroke in my office. I was talking to another nutritionist yesterday. She's seen so many people. There's so many big lawsuits happening. You don't hear about it in the news because they're promoting the heck out of it. And drug companies pay a lot for those commercials, so you don't hear about it in the news. But Ozempic's very dangerous. There's no drug that will ever help you lose weight effectively. And when you get off that drug, guess what? It comes back, it brings its friends. But if you want to lose weight, you got to plug in those nutrients. So we have a process of figuring out exactly what you're deficient in, and it's technology. It's very accurate. I love it. You put your hand on a hand cradle, and it's very different than any other weight loss program, because we can figure out exactly what you're deficient in. And then we could plug in those deficiencies in your body and then decrease what you're eating overall with really nutritious, healthy foods. And overall, your body says, okay, it's time to lose weight. I'm completely satisfied nutritionally now. I'm satisfied. I don't need to hold on to weight. I don't need to have high cortisol levels. I don't need to have low testosterone and growth hormone, which goes along with high cortisol levels, and my body can flourish, put on lean weight, lean muscle, and drop fat. So it's so important to do that and help your body work better. So, you know, I know some of you guys are saying, looking down and saying, well, my belt is a bit tight. I have a lot more weight around my midsection or butt. And, you know, superficially, you want to lose the weight before summer. But for me, get much healthier before summer. And we have people lose weight so quick. I mean, I did the protocol and I lost 30 pounds in the first 40 days. So 40 days, right? A month and 10 days or 9 days, depending on the month, I lost 30 pounds. And I'm not really that overweight to begin with, right? That was probably the maximum I could lose. But 30 pounds for me was a lot during that time. And I just simply followed our process. I tested the process. I worked on it, and I lost 30 pounds in 40 days. And we see that all the time with so many people. It's a 90-day process. After that first 40 days, the next phase is going in to find out exactly where you have deficiencies, how to plug that in, how to get your body working better, what foods work better for you. Because some foods may be irritating to you naturally. Other foods could be very beneficial to you naturally. So you find out your red light, green light, and yellow light foods, and we create a map for you of green light foods for you to eat all the time. And the third phase, you're getting coached the whole time. Every day you're getting coached by really good coaches. And the next phase is really about preparing you. So in the world, most people leave a diet program. They're not fully prepared how to tackle their environment, the world around them, and they put it right back on. So after you're done with us, it's about fixing your metabolism, getting your body working great. And after you're done doing our protocol, at that point in time, then it's about teaching you how to not go back to your old lifestyle, because your old lifestyle will bring you back to where you used to be. You can eat normally. You can go out to eat every once in a while, but teaching you how to not go back to your old lifestyle overall, and then your body will stay lean, stay healthy. I mean, the biggest thing for me is psychologically, you're much more vibrantly functioning in your brain, much less mental fatigue. You know, that's a big thing for people, is feeling fatigue mentally. When you get your body in a better metabolism, your brain works so much more sharply and you can communicate better. I have more energy for my wife, my kids. It's phenomenal. So, you know, if you want to come in, I did this a little while ago with chiropractic, but if you want to come in, I just want to share one thing with you. If you call in for an appointment right after the show, call. Let us know. The first five people, you can come in for free. And it's $150 savings. That's a normal price for that first visit, but you can come in for free. But the one thing I ask is if you intend to come in, have good intentions, right? Don't call and then create an appointment and not come in. Once again, that would take away an appointment from someone else. We had a few people do that recently, and I just don't want that. I want you to be helped. Whoever's listening really wants to come in, give us a call and we'll definitely line up an appointment and try to get you in, get you tested, go through the process. What you do with that information, once again, is up to you. You don't need to start, but it's about learning about your body truthfully, giving your body a chance to really be healthy, how to be lean, have a better metabolism. And then, you know, once you figure out what's going on with you, then you can drop the weight if you choose to. So give us a call. It's 845-897-LOSS. That's 845-897-5677. And once again, someone in my office will call you back. We'll call you back Monday morning and we'll say you're one of the first five people, or maybe you weren't. Maybe we'll try to line you up in the next couple of weeks, and that's fine. But if you call us and say, I want to come in, then they're going to line up an appointment for you. We tend to, the next week after the show, we tend to open up appointment times for those five people to come in as new people. And so if you want to be one of those people, you say, you know, I have all this weight, I just need to get off my body once and for all. Maybe you're someone who has like 30 pounds that you just need to get off your body for summer and keep it off for the rest of your life and be healthy. You know, give us a call. So it's 845-897-5677. We'll set up a time, have you come in, get you healthier, get you more abundant, have you more energy, be a better person, better husband, all that fun stuff, right? So as always, guys, I love and appreciate you. I'm going to be back at you next Sunday morning. As always, God bless you. And thank you for listening to Maximize Your Health Radio.
And you've been listening to Maximize Your Health with Dr. Eric Ashburn. To hear this show again or to recommend it to your friends, visit the podcast page at WHUD.com. Tune in again next Sunday at 7 a.m. for another edition of Maximize Your Health with Dr. Eric Ashburn, right here on 100.7 WHUD.